5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Next time you fly on business, arrive feeling fresh in Emirates Business Class. On your flight, you can sink into leather seats that recline flat for a better sleep. You can enjoy delicious regional meals and premium drinks. And there's onboard Wi-Fi if you need to work. Along with Emirates chauffeur-driven airport transfers and entry to the luxurious Emirates Lounge, it's just a better way to do business. Book now on Emirates.com.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's EV News briefly for Sunday, 6th of October. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, Patreon supporters get these shows ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. We'll start with news of Volkswagen factories around Europe vying for the honour of making the new affordable EV. From 2027, when we get a global launch of the new €20,000, that's about $22,000, so-called ID1, and why wouldn't they call it that? Because, well, that's what they call their cars. The facilities either in Portugal or Poland, or maybe the Skoda factory in Czech Republic could all make, or even the Slovakian plant could all make this budget model. VW goes into their planning round now to work out what cars they'll make where, and this is going to be very, very important vehicle to go up against the cheaper Chinese cars. This is going to be smaller, by the way, than the cars that I've been talking about recently, which were probably more like the ID2s, if you like. The Cupra Raval and cars like that. This is the real cheaper entry-level urban budget model. Now let's talk about UK EV sales bucking the trend in Europe. We've heard a lot about how Germany just suddenly got rid of their subsidies and caused a real crash in their EV market overnight, which Germany's really suffering from. Here in the UK, we've got this thing where 22% of the cars that a car maker sells got to be zero emission, and if not, massive fines. And so a lot of the car makers are really focusing on our right-hand drive market of the UK at the moment, and it's really paying off for us, so selfishly, delighted to see more EVs on the road. And last month in September, EVs were 20% of new car sales in the UK, marking the highest monthly registrations for electric cars this year. Well, the next-gen electric vans from Mercedes-Benz have been seen testing. They'll be distinct from current ones like the e-Sprinter. On the new van.ea dedicated platform, there'll be commercial staff and retail ones for customers, and aiming for a range of around 310 miles or 500 kilometres when these vehicles are out. Now, Tesla keeps tweaking the model lineup. You know, in the US, it got rid of the Model 3 LFP pack, the base rear-wheel drive standard range. Done the same thing in the UK, but with Model Y. They've got rid of the Model Y rear-wheel drive and replaced it today with the rear-wheel drive long range. So it's £2,000 more, but you get so much more car. And so I know it's more expensive, but you get 373 miles of WLTP range, not 100 miles if you run it on the 20-inch induction wheels. It knocks 22 miles off, but that's really competitive. It's more than similar, you know, Audi Q4 e-trons and VW ID.5s. Polestar 2 long range goes a bit farther, actually, at 406 miles. Rivian next in the news, and they are reducing their vehicle production forecast for 2024. They're blaming a supply chain issue that has worsened recently. We think it's something to do with the electric motors used on the R1 platform and the van as well. They're still aiming, though, to deliver. It's down from 57,000 to deliver between 50 and 52,000 vehicles this year. Waymo, very famous for using Jaguar I-Paces for their autonomous vehicles, have signed a deal with Hyundai. They're going to start using the Arniq 5s. Now, they're going to be built at the new Meta Plant America in Georgia, where they will be modified with new redundant hardware, the powered doors, so that passengers can just step into the Arniq 5s. They'll be going to testing in 2025, and you'll still see the Jaguar I-Paces being used, I think, as well. Of course, Waymo goes up against Hyundai's Motional. That's their autonomous vehicle startup, but they say they won't be competing. IONNA has begun construction of their landmark charging station in North Carolina, in Apex, actually. A former gas station. They've called it the Rechargery, and it's going to be one of these ones with a lovely building with amenities and beverages, Wi-Fi, and you know, pet-friendly, but it's only going to have 5 chargers. Now, it's good stuff. It's the Alpatronic chargers. And, you know, they are dual-headed, so that's 10 parking spaces. But still, I thought IONNA would be maybe a little more ambitious than that, certainly with the first ones that are going to get all the attention. And Foxconn is gearing up for their 5th annual Honhai Tech Day on October 8th and 9th, bringing some of their smartphone tech prowess to building EVs.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.